Okay, and we need to get back to Paul, who we had a technical glitch with. Not Paul's fault, though, probably ours. So go for it, Paul. What's on your mind?
Well, I have some inflammation going on in my knees, and after it started with a what they called a strained MCL, and then I had after about 3 months of physical therapy, and it was, a little better, but not really. They did an MRI, and they found bits and pieces of fraying, a little bit of arthritis. And my choices at the moment seem to be more physical therapy and anti-inflammatories, or they want to do a surgery where they go in there with a little light thing and nip and tuck and clean it up. And I'm wondering if there's another way. I am not
Well,
like dying of pain or anything, but I guess my third choice is stoicism.
there you go. As you know, you could be an ancient Greek stoic and just sit there and not complain and all that kind of thing. But it'd be funner if your knee weren't bothering you. So, okay, let's see what you can do. Now, start with, have you? You've of course heard of DMSO, have you not, sir?
DMSO. I have no idea what that is.
Okay. Well, that's such an important thing that FDA was chasing it around for about 20 years and trying to prevent it from being sold. So you know there's something going on there when they do that. You can only buy it on an Indian reservation. I'm not kidding you. In 1970s, 1980s, you had to go to the Indian reservation to buy this stuff. But it was thoroughly researched. It's a natural substance, comes from trees, and it was thoroughly researched by a professor from the University of Oregon by the name of Stanley Jacob. And what he found is that if it were applied immediately after injury, that the injury would heal much more rapidly and with less pain to the person. Now, how does it work? DMSO is a liquid, by the way, and it has to be it's rubbed in topically to wherever the problem is. How it works was explained to me by, believe it or not, a professor at my university medical school. They didn't usually teach natural treatment at all, but this professor was a bit of a rogue, and he'd read Dr. Jacob's work. And so he was a pathologist, and so pathologists don't really count for much in medical school, so they let them go. They let them go on and on. And he looked under the microscope to see how DMSO worked. And you know, it doesn't do anything on its own. What it does is get the cells that are injured, it helps them to sweep out the waste and bring in stuff that will repair themselves. In other words, it opens the doors to getting rid of the garbage and inflammation and getting in some good stuff to heal itself up. It's just plain old DMSO. It's a liquid. You can find it at any natural food store. It's always in a 99.9%. And as Dr. Jacob says, it's probably a good idea to dilute it with distilled water to 70%, or another way of looking at it is two parts DMSO and one part of the distilled water. There's an even better thing one can do, though. I think we still have on hand at Tahoma Clinic DMSO to which minerals have been added. And people have applied that, for example, to plantar fasciitis, which is an inflammation at the bottom of the foot. And it really helps it go away a lot faster because not only is the DMSO opening the channels so the cells can heal themselves, but it's also taking in some minerals, which frequently helps things to heal. So, you might want to read Dr. Jacob's book about pain relief with a derivative of DMSO, which is called MSM. So if you put into your used book search engine, Stanley Jacob, Jacob, Stanley Jacob, and then the book title is called The MSM Miracle. MSM is a derivative of DMSO. It turns it into a tablet form rather than the rub-on liquid. There's a lot of there in there that tells us how much MSM helps to relieve pain. The mechanism of action isn't in the book, but it certainly does, and does a lot for cutting down on taking pain pills for people. So anyway, Dr. Jacob and DMSO, which you can find in the natural food stores if you want the one with minerals, the Tahoma Clinic dispensary carries that. And then Dr. Stanley Jacob again with his book, The MSM Miracle. And you can find MSM in all of the natural food stores, the compounding pharmacies, Tahoma Clinic dispensary, everywhere, sir. So there you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And by the way, nice thing about the MSM is nobody's ever reported an adverse effect, even from higher doses. But the MSO has one small adverse effect. Don't use it and then go on a hot date, sir, because it gives you garlic breath for about the next 3 hours after using it.
Go for a hike with the dog.
There you go. Dog won't mind.